Out of Staccato. Today you have your OG hosts, no guests this time, but we figured it was time for a little update. It's been a little bit. So what's going on with you? How's everything going?
Crazy. I only have 9 days left. I'm now below double digits of my final days in DC. I mean, technically I'm leaving a day from tomorrow, a week from tomorrow. But when you like count the days, it's actually 9 days instead of, or that should be eight. Is it already down to 8 days? Well, I guess you're counting today, but now today's over, so it's really 8 days. Anyway, crazy. I am happy to be going home. I really like, as much as I love traveling and everything, this trip has been like very chill in terms of like not being super busy all the time, not, and it, you know, it's not like as fun of a place as being abroad. So I think just it being real life instead of like study abroad, the novelty wore off quicker. And so I've just kind of been homesick and I just miss people. So I'm definitely, as great of a time as I've had, I am definitely ready to go home. But I'm going to Boston tomorrow to visit my friend. Take two. We haven't really recorded an update, so we're a couple weeks behind. But I was supposed to go to Boston 2 weeks ago, but my flight got delayed five times, then ultimately canceled.
That's horrible.
And so I did get a refund, no problem, and I rebooked. And to tell you that I definitely paid too much when I booked back in like May, it cost the exact same amount to book it 2 weeks in advance.
That's wild. At least you didn't lose any money, but you also
exactly.
didn't pay
I didn't
anything.
lose any money, and I did get a flight voucher, but I like booked it that night, and they didn't tell me I was getting a flight voucher until like after I was already asleep. And so then I like called them and was like, can you apply the flight voucher my flight? They're like, we would normally, but since you booked it through Expedia and not JetBlue, we can't. But the reason why I booked it through JetBlue or through Expedia is because the flight that I actually wanted like to come back ended up being JetBlue only on the way there and Delta on the way back. And so I ended up paying the same amount of price, but my previous flight had been Delta or JetBlue round trip. So in order to use the flight credit, I would have either had to pay more and then I use the $100 off, or get a flight I didn't want, like leave too early on Sunday, which I didn't want because I still want all day Sunday.
Can you still use the voucher for a future flight? Is that what you're planning on doing?
They were able to give that to me and make an account. So I have to book that like in the next 6 months. So I don't know when that opportunity will present itself, but
that's not an
I'm
issue for you
sure.
though. You're always looking for trips.
I know. And if it expires, no biggie, because I didn't really lose money, like I said. So it'll be fine. Anyway, so yeah, that should be fun. That's like my last hurrah, really. And then just last week of work and tying up loose ends. And then I leave Saturday night. So I'm going to go out Friday night. We're going to party it up. And then everyone leaves Saturday, but I leave Saturday night. So I'm going to have all day Saturday to sleep in and then, you know, do laundry and pack and everything like that. I mean, I'll be packing throughout the week, I'm sure, but do my last things. I was actually just thinking about this today, that it's really nice that I know a decent amount of people that live here, so I can give my like food away and stuff, and I don't have to throw it away because I hate being wasteful. So I've kind of texted my friends, be like, hey, do you want my olive oil and my butter and all
All the
those
stuff.
kinds of things. Yeah, and I've stopped. I mean, I'm going to probably get a few more groceries next week to get it through the week, maybe. I've been eating out a lot because it's kind of been like, oh, it's my last few weeks. I'm eating dinner with everyone. So I literally, this is my third night in a row of going out. I mean, I did eat dinner at home last night, but I also like did happy hour after work. So it was a late dinner. But yeah, been eating out a ton. And I already have three dinners for next week
Oh my
of my
gosh.
five. So.
So you're down to like five meals.
Yeah, busy social calendar. But yeah, I mean, that's basically what I've been up to. We had a pool party last weekend with Ethan, my ama, and my other WHA interns. Oh, exciting things that happened this week is that yesterday I translated a tweet for our assistant secretary, who is the head of our Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs. I translated a tweet from English to Spanish, and they didn't like check it or anything, and they just trusted me in posting it.
And
And
it's
so
official. It's
it
out
is
there on the
official.
World
I'm
Wide
like
Web.
out there, which is great. And then I also did virtually meet the US ambassador to Nicaragua yesterday, and I called him by his first name because I didn't know he was the ambassador until after I left that meeting. So that was funny, but he was a cool guy and did not mind. And that was
Yeah.
funny.
You guys are on a first name basis now, so all good. You just made
Exactly. I'm
a
like,
friend.
we're basically besties, is
Right.
what this means. I feel like those are like the most exciting things that have happened lately. My dad was in town last weekend, like Wednesday through Sunday, so I had saved some touristy stuff to do with him. I finally made it up the Washington Monument, which I had been trying to do by myself, but you have to wake up early to go get the tickets. And so my dad took one for the team while I was sleeping. He got up, went and got the tickets, and then we got to go later
Nice.
in the day. And that was really good. It was a great view. Yeah. Super cool, and learned a lot about like the Washington Monument, obviously, because they have like a museum in there too. You wouldn't think it's like very big, but there's like it's
Yeah, it's like
big.
a skinny stick, but
It
the
was the
big guy.
tallest building in the world before the Eiffel Tower was built.
Really? And then the
Yeah.
Eiffel Tower became the tallest, and then they
Yes,
said
and then the
30.
Empire State Building, and then now it's the tower in Dubai.
Interesting.
So it's slightly taller than the Great Pyramids in Egypt. So I've seen all of the tallest, that range of tallest buildings in the world except the tower in Dubai.
There you go. Well, that's next on the list. You can use your
Yeah.
voucher to go to Dubai.
JetBlue does not fly international, thank God.
Maybe like a nonstop flight. You'll figure it out.
Have you been to Dubai, or have you had a layover in Dubai, like on the way to India or something?
Well, yeah, we used to fly by Emirates and they like
Yeah.
went through that area, but we've never like been in the country, maybe just the airport.
Yeah. Where do you
But
usually have a layover, or do you get like direct
London.
from
No, definitely
London?
not direct. Yeah,
Well, I
usually
mean like
London.
direct from somewhere in the US, like East
No,
Coast or
not
something.
usually. I think the most common one is London that we've done.
London feels like the wrong direction. I mean, it's probably the same direction to go from like LA to somewhere, because I guess India is like the middle of Asia. I don't know. I feel like it, like theoretically, you should have like a layover in like Bali or something, or like, I don't know, Thailand, like something that's like in Asia, instead of going all the way to London, which is up, to then go back down to India.
Yeah, I don't know.
That
Maybe
flight
it's just
path
because
does
it's
not
like
make sense.
a big airport, so it's like open all the time, has the most flights. I don't know. I just sit on the plane and I watch movies and sleep till I get there.
That's fair. Heathrow is not one of my favorite airports. Like, I haven't had problems with it, but I wasn't ever like, oh, this is such a great airport.
Yeah. I remember flying in once during Christmas time and they had a really pretty Christmas tree. That's like one of the only memories I have of the airport, though. And then I got a breakfast from Starbucks, but it was very mid. I
I
don't
feel
like
like you do
breakfast.
that like often.
Breakfast from Starbucks?
Like,
Never.
I feel like that's not an out of the ordinary thing. Like, you would do that not
Well,
when
no, okay,
traveling.
so I don't buy food from Starbucks, and the only drink I buy is the white chocolate mocha.
That's
It's or
the
the
only thing
peppermint.
you ever get.
Or the peppermint mocha if it's Christmas time. Yeah, because everything else is like either too bitter, unless I want a frapp or something, then I'll get like a yummy drink. Anyways, we're way off track. What's your
Yeah.
timeline after you get back from DC?
Well, I'm missing the first 2 days of school, which I think I've mentioned before, because ASU, like, syllabus week starts a week from today on Thursday. So I'm missing, I don't have class on Friday. So I'm just missing, I have three classes on Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday. So I'm missing my first session of my three classes. And I've emailed two of the three professors. My other elective, which is Women in Power, she has not emailed us yet, so I don't know who to email to let her know that I'm missing the class. I'm sure she'll get that figured out tomorrow or early next week. So then, yeah, I get back on Saturday evening, and Tyler's picking me up from the airport, and we will probably just chill the whole weekend together and then just start school right away. And then I do school for a week, and then I go to Vegas, and then I do school for 2 more weeks, and then I go to Germany.
Oh
And
my
then
gosh.
we'll see. There might be another trip squeezed in there to Canada. We will
You're
see if I can
busy,
pull that
busy.
off. So,
Oh,
yeah.
I would be exhausted. I did like two trips in a row back to back this past summer. Like I came back
Yeah.
to Peru and then we went directly to Chicago and I was good. Like I did not want to go anywhere else.
Well,
Yeah.
you did Wisconsin, Peru.
That's true.
Wisconsin, Peru,
Then
Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah. So I guess a little bit more. But then I was good for like the next couple months. I'm chilling.
You're not a true traveler like me.
No, apparently not. You just have
I
like.
mean, I do get exhausted, to be fair. Like, when I was in France and doing that every weekend,
Yeah.
like that was ex like you miss never getting to sleep in. Like, and that's been something here is like, especially to beat the heat, like I definitely like leave my apartment by 10 instead of getting to sleep in until 10. And so
Right.
like this past weekend was nice because I did get to sleep in, and then the weekend that I was supposed to go to Boston 2 weekends ago, I did get to sleep in then. So that was nice. But yeah, that is one thing I'm looking forward to school starting is that I'm not gonna have to wake up as early.
You don't
That's
have
gonna be
any
so
classes?
nice. I mean, I have a 9 a.m., but that's not waking up at 7,
True.
which is like
Yeah.
when I'm waking up now. So yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Exactly. What about
Everything.
you?
Yeah, lots of things going on my end too. I don't think we've done an update since I started
No,
classes.
first med school meltdown yesterday.
Acacia got to witness it. She was there live. It was just in a study room, one of those moments where like everything, it was something triggers it and then everything hits you all at once. And so this is for all the girlies out there. It's okay to have breakdowns. It's okay to have meltdowns. We're still powerful women at the end of the day. We all have our moments. But yeah, I had a little cry sesh. And then afterwards, I was like, okay, I can check that one off. Had my first meltdown in med school on campus. I'm sure there's plenty more to come. But our midterm is on Monday. So that was kind of the catalyst for everything. I feel like the past 3 weeks has just been a lot of content. The biggest difference from undergrad and med school is that you have classes every day from 8 to 5, and you're learning new things every day from 8 to 5. And so it's just
That's so
nonstop
crazy. That's
information.
like back in being like in primary education.
Literally, except in primary education, like you would have math for an hour, but then 30 minutes would be review, or you would do a warm up, and then you would get some content, and then
This
you
is
would do
just
like a
lecture,
recap.
just straight.
Straight lecture for an hour, hour and a half, and just like information after information. Lots of people were saying, so like I majored in neuroscience, and then we had like a couple days of neuro, and it was everything in my major. Or some people did physiology, and we did 3 days of physiology, and they were like, yeah, we went through my entire major in 3 days. And so that's the pace we're talking about.
That's why they have you do all the prereqs so that it's not like a ton of brand new information. Like you have to have the basis.
Yeah. And so we're still in foundations too. So this is the basics of med school. And so we did the basic in undergrad. And so I took a semester of immunology just this past spring. And then we have a lot of immunology on this coming up midterm. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's nice. It's in the back of my brain.
Fresher.
Exactly. Just have to refresh my memory a little bit. But yeah, like I said, the whole semester of immunology we did in 3 classes, I think. And so it's just a lot, but it's
Could
been
not be
exciting.
me. I don't think I would like that. Like now having done the college thing and the college schedule so much better. But you know what? I think that that's like how a lot of other countries do college because when I was in France, like it was 2 hour lectures,
Yeah.
like 2 or 3 times a week, and then you get like a 15 minute break in between to like go to the bathroom or in their case a smoke break.
That's funny.
And then, yeah, you like it depending on how you stack your classes, but it is that like at just lecture, like
Yeah.
nothing else.
Right. And I feel like it's very efficient to stack your classes. Like I tried doing that in undergrad too, but then I also had days where like I either had a 2 hour break just because it didn't work out that way, or like I would do band or like something after school. And so I wasn't just always doing lecture
Yeah.
all the time. Here though, I've also found things to like make sure I'm not just studying 24/7. There's a group of us that plays volleyball. And so every Wednesday we go to a gym and play a couple rallies, and that's really fun. And then what else? There was a couple other things. Oh yeah, I've signed up for band. And so I've been wanting to join like a
Oh, so you
competitive
figured that
band.
out between last night and
Yes,
today?
I did that today. I went on the U of A
Very good.
website, and they have a whole bunch of like information about auditions and like what ensembles to do. I want to do the most basic one. Like I'm not trying to put in
Just so
extra
you're
work.
playing.
Exactly. And so they have a band that meets every Tuesday for 2 hours. And I was like, that's perfect. It's
Why
from
did you not bring your flute if you knew you were going to do this?
I honestly just didn't even remember. Like, I didn't put it on the packing list.
You don't have that much stuff, though. That's the crazy
No.
thing. It's not like you had that much stuff to bring down. I don't know how, like, your flute didn't make it in a bag.
I feel like it just wasn't necessary. Like when I was doing a glimpse of my room, I was like, do I need any of this? No. And then I came. But then, like, obviously, after coming here, I was like, oh, yeah, that is something I want to do. So it's a pro that I only live an hour and a half away. I've already made plenty of trips home because Anushka's still on break. And so I want to hang out with her. And then, like, white coat ceremony happened. So my parents came down and then I went back up with them. Or a couple friends have driven to Chandler. So I just, like, took a ride with them.
You're
But
going up this weekend for dinner.
yeah, there's like a women in leadership conference happening this weekend. And so I'll go for that. And I was like, okay, just another excuse to visit home. And then this is the last weekend before Anushka and everyone else goes to ASU. And so we'll see if I can see people before coming back. But this weekend is very stressful because of the first midterm. So I'm just like trying to focus on that. But then also being home will be nice to like de-stress me a little bit. In terms of my studying method, so far, this is what I have like been doing for the last 3 weeks. So I go to all my classes, even though some of them are optional, which is a big difference because in undergrad, if attendance wasn't taken, I would have not been there. Even if attendance was taken, I did the math to figure out how many classes I could miss without
And we'll
affecting
see
the
how
grade.
long this lasts. It's like week three.
It is. That's a good point. But as of right now, I've been going to all my classes, and then I come home and I try to review as much as I can of the classes I just did that day. And then there's some days where we have like, it's called protected study time. And so it's like more longer hours where you could study more. And so during those hours, I try to go back and do like cumulative review because the midterm has everything on it. And so I've been like trying to stay on top of it. Anki is every med student's best friend. It's like a flashcard website database thing. And so I've been using that. I have a huge whiteboard in my room where I write everything out. And
Are there
so,
Ankis for all the stuff? Like, you haven't had to make your own?
yeah, there's a bunch of pre-made decks from students who went to U of A before me, like classes before, or there's just ones online too, but those aren't as geared towards your classes, obviously. That's more for like the national exams, which I'll worry about next year. Right now, I'm just trying to get through the tests that we get
What
in.
national exams?
We have step one, step two, and step three, which is like the board exams. You have to keep passing those to make sure you can stay in med school. And
That's
so
crazy.
after your first 2 years, you take step one. Then after your third year, you take step two. And then I think sometime between third and fourth year, you take step three.
You
And
know what
then
the dropout rate is for med school?
I don't know, but they already took my money. And so I'm hoping I'm not dropping out
Well,
because,
you're not, but I
yeah,
wonder
obviously.
how many people are going to.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like everyone's committed. Like, I feel like if you've come this far, you're in it for the long haul.
One
But
would hope, but life
yeah,
happens, shit
totally.
happens.
Or you can like start med school and figure out you just hate it. Like, I'm lucky that so far I'm learning everything that's interesting to me and it's exciting and I'm having a good time. But
I
like,
think you know that this is what you want to do, though. That's
yeah,
like why you do internships and stuff.
exactly. But it's, we were talking about how like, in the olden days, when they used to just do apprenticeships, that was like such a better way to learn because you're learning everything that's applicable to
You
your
and
career.
I talked about that.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you could just be go like be an assistant to an OB
Right.
and just like learn everything you need to know.
And I'd be such an expert in that one field. But now, like, professional training is way different, takes a bunch more years. It's just like different ways. But, anyways, yeah, everything's been going good here. Balancing my classes and my social life and everything else.
Does it
Cooking.
feel weird not to be as busy? Because, like, normally you would be doing band, and band in school gets like
Yes.
super busy.
That's a really big difference is that I have zero extracurriculars right now. It's literally classes and studying, and we don't even get homework, like assignments to turn in. It's just studying.
Do you
And
ever
so
have assignments, like, occasionally?
every once in a while, like we have quizzes that we have to do once a week, and then like another form of quizzes, I guess. So two quizzes a week plus one group quiz. But it's very minimal. Like I'm barely
I would
spending.
hate that. I like assignments. Like I 'cause I hate studying. So I would much prefer to have assignments than
I will
like
say
just study.
assignments are easier because you have deadlines, you have an outline, you know what you're supposed to do. Just studying, it's easy to slack
You
off or
have
be
to
like,
be so
oh.
disciplined.
Exactly. So this Monday is going to be a good test of like, is my studying working? Am I like spending enough time on it? Just like a good checkpoint, you know, to see how everything's
And
going.
I'm sure once you get into the routine and after like a few semesters too, it's like, okay, this is what life is, and you get used to it. And I think your brain also adjusts to that like absorption of information probably. And so it like
I would hope
makes
so.
it easier.
Hopes. Yeah, it'll get easier and easier, but they do say every semester. So, unlike undergrad, we don't have multiple classes every semester. It's basically one class, and you do all the content of that one class for 6 weeks, and then you switch classes, and then you do all the content of the next one. So, this first 6 weeks is called foundations. So, it's like a little of all the prereqs. But then the next one is the muscular skeletal system. And so it's going to be 6 weeks of just that, like 8 to 5 classes on just muscles and skeleton. And then after that is going to be, what is it? There's a bunch of them. There's like life cycles, infectious diseases,
Do you still have the
neuro.
same like breaks though? I guess summer not really, but you still have like a do you have a long winter break or is it a shorter winter break?
No, so actually, our last summer is between MS1 and 2. And then after that, you're done with summers because, like, you're working basically MS3, you start your rotations. And so I'll have a summer break. And then we do get a winter break. I don't know exactly how long it is, but it's enough for Christmas and New Year's for sure.
So
And
at
so I don't
least
know
a
how much
week.
extra. Yeah, I'll look into that when we get closer to the time. And then before taking your step one, it's not really a break. It's called dedicated for like dedicated study time. But you get, I think, a month or a month and a half for that. But that's also way far in the future. So right now I'm like kind of tentatively planning my next summer because there's a bunch of programs that I can do where like how I went to Peru, I could do that for credit. So like another global health trip somewhere.
Have you looked into getting credit for Vive Peru yet?
I haven't like asked around yet, but yes, that's on the radar. Once they send me more information about the global track, I'll reach out to whoever's in charge and be like, "Hey, I did this program with other MS students last year. I would love to get credit." And then hopefully I can be halfway done with that program and I'm looking to start a rural health program. And so it'll be the same rotations thing except just in a rural part of Arizona. And that'll be good experience for like shadowing, hands-on, all the same stuff.
And depending where you are, good Spanish.
Yes, yeah. I'm filling out the application right now and they're like, "Oh, do you have a preference?" And I was like, "Yeah, somewhere along the border would be great." I can keep practicing. Yeah, so that's how things are going with me. I had my first caffeinated drink today, not even like on purpose. Like I'll have a coffee every once in a while, not for the caffeine because I just like having a fun drink while I study, but I've been avoiding like Starbucks or buying coffee anywhere because it adds up super quick. And so I haven't like bought any coffee, but I got a free Coke yesterday. Like we had a lunch and they were giving out Cokes. And so I was like, okay, I'll take one. And so then I saved it and I had it today. And I definitely feel the caffeine. I thought caffeine doesn't affect me for the longest time, but then like in the last year, last couple months, every time I drink caffeine, I feel it. And so I don't know if I was immune or what happened.
I feel the same because I'm a naturally energetic person. Like I
Yeah.
will every once in a while like have a root beer. I never feel it. And then I never drink coffee. And then I occasionally will have like black tea, but I never have
Yeah,
felt anything.
exactly. The last couple of times, it almost feels like not that I'm drunk, but like you can feel it in your face a little bit. And I've never felt caffeine before that. Like I feel like I used to have Starbucks drinks all the time. But I'm trying to like not get in the habit. I've never been reliant on caffeine. I don't want to start now. And like I've never had an energy drink. Those things scare me. That's just too much.
They're also disgusting. Like, I hate the
Yeah.
flavor of energy drinks,
Right?
honestly.
Exactly. And so I don't want to become one of those med students that's drinking black coffee or like 5 bowls a day. I've, yeah.
I'm proud of you for doing the thing, though. Like
Thank you.
that's a big deal. And
Yeah.
obviously we've literally been talking about it since we
No.
met.
No,
So
I'm sure the first podcast was like, oh, what's your major? What are your goals? And like, that's
no,
how
it
you mentioned it
was.
for the first
So
time. Yeah,
yeah, it's
it's great.
crazy to see the journey.
I know. And you're my biggest supporter through and through. It's been
Absolutely.
great.
Genuinely, I think that I would be more inclined to be a doctor if it was just like apprenticeship. Like if all
Yeah.
I had to do was go like shadow a midwife easily. I still think that that might be a post-career career for
We've
me.
talked about that. Yeah, there's
'Cause
no stopping.
being a midwife, you just do like a training course. Like you don't have
Yeah.
to do med school and
And
stuff.
it's not like formal education or anything. I think you need to like be
Exactly.
certified by some organization.
Yeah.
It's nothing crazy. And I feel like that's becoming more and more popular too with all the influencers and stuff. Like they're having more at-home births. They want more natural means of medicine. So there is opportunities there.
Yeah, because I wouldn't do it for the money. I just like,
Yeah.
I think it's so cool, which is part of why you're doing it. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
Yeah. That's all I had on my list is so funny of things I wanted to talk about. It says midterm studying caffeine banned.
There you go.
I'm here all for.
I'm interested to see if in any way my last year of like grad school is going to feel different like than this previous year. I don't think it will because Thunderbird's Thunderbird. I think
Yeah.
it's really going to feel like more of the same, but I will say like a change that I'm personally deciding to make is we're supposed to wear business casual every day, and I just very much fought that this past year. One, because I was still undergrad. Two, it's hot in Arizona,
Yeah.
and I had to walk from my apartment to the bus stop, and then the bus stop to the school. And so I was just like, I didn't want to show up to class drenched in sweat, just like unnecessarily hot.
Yeah.
But this year, because the summer, I've had to like kind of do that. And I've like just gotten used to it. Like you cool off and you're fine. And I won't have to walk this year because I'll just be walking from the parking garage to the building, which is like 2 minutes. So I'm like, I can do that. Yeah.
No,
So
good.
that is something I'll do as I'm going to try and just like present more professionally. But I think class wise, it's not going to feel any harder
Yeah.
or
It helps with
anything.
motivation too. It's like when you dress good, you feel better. Dress for
That's true.
success. Yeah.
That's true.
I think the biggest difference will be you living at home, because I know you did it before, but then you were on
Yeah.
campus for a semester or for a year, and
I
now you.
think it'll feel familiar still because
Yeah.
that's still the majority of what I did. That
True.
was still the
For
majority of
undergrad.
college because I
Yeah.
only didn't live at home for 3 semesters.
That's true.
So,
And
yeah,
then
I
also,
don't.
band is another thing, but I feel like we adjust from that quick. Like, once it's off the schedule, you don't worry about it anymore.
Exactly. And like I'm still doing Arizona Wind Symphony, so I still
True.
have my I'm still getting to play and do music and things, but it's like a lot chiller in
Right.
general, which is really
Totally.
nice.
I know
So.
everyone, I've been seeing on people's Snapchats that like leadership camp just happened and then officially band camp's gonna start this
Yeah.
Friday. And it gives me a pit every time I think about it. Like if I think about me doing it, it gives me a pit. But the fact that I know I'm done with that and like that chapter is closed feels a little relieving because band
Yeah.
camp is hard.
It is. It's mentally, emotionally, physically taxing.
Yes, yes.
So
Yeah.
that is nice. I wonder if I'm gonna do more extracurriculars. I think I've kind of mentally started preparing too, because like I just did so much in undergrad that I never was involved with Thunderbird extracurriculars, but we have a lot of clubs and
Yeah.
there's a few that I'm interested in, so I might kind of get involved in that, especially because I'll be at the school more.
Right.
That might make more sense. So we'll see.
You've talked
I
about
am what?
intramural basketball. That's something you're considering.
Maybe we'll see if that happens. I actually have been very inspired by the Olympics to like
Yeah.
learn rugby.
Oh
Like
my
I
God.
think like if I because the ASU like women's club team is like in Tempe. I don't think I'll actually do it, but I actually think I feel like I'm built like a rugby player, and so like
You
I
have
think I'll
the
be good at it.
aggressiveness. Yeah,
That
you're not afraid
too.
to like go fight for a ball.
Exactly. Like, I think I would really enjoy it. So, whether or not that actually ever happens, but I think that would be a fun kind of thing to do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I am virtually interning with the State Department again, so I'll have that just like a few hours a week. I've applied to like 5 in-person internships, a few other virtual ones, but like paid internships because I need to be like saving money because my master's degree is expensive.
Yes.
So trying to like get a job, do something that way. So I've applied to like 5 internships and 1 student job. So I'm not escaping ASU
Yeah,
employment.
unfortunately or fortunately, we don't know yet. Paycheck is
Yeah,
always
I
at
mean,
the
this would
end
be
of the
chill.
day.
Like, I applied to be an ONSA peer mentor, is
Okay.
like what it is. And then the other one is there's like a Thunderbird student job that's like helping in their office of like global outreach. And that would be
Okay.
like chill. And actually, Thunderbird works a lot with the State Department. I don't know who the interlocutor is on that, but like, I would love to be involved with that because I know all the people.
Yeah, there you
So
go.
that would be really cool.
Yeah, definitely options.
So I
We've
will keep busy. I will, it
Yeah,
definitely won't
definitely. That's
be.
never an issue with us. We always find
Exactly.
things.
We,
We
because
don't
we
like
hate
having
being
free time.
bored. We hate being
Exactly.
bored.
Yeah. I've been like considering research and stuff because my resume started over. Like you have to start all over again for residency. And of course I want to get involved at U of A. And so I've
Absolutely.
been,
Like, Peter is going to be a big thing that you're going to keep
yeah.
on there.
Well, no, not really. You have to like start over. You can't take anything from undergrad because you haven't done it for 4 years by the time you apply for residency. It's been 4 years.
I
Yeah,
guess.
so.
If you were still doing it, you could put it, but.
Yes, but that's of course not happening. I am still in touch with him though. We send each other
Yeah.
emails like on a weekly basis, and so
That's so
that's
funny.
but yeah, in terms of research, I'm looking for like labs that I might be interested in, but my dilemma right now is I have comfort with women's health research because that's what I've done for the last 4 years. And obviously, I have a big interest in it. But now's my opportunity to kind of like jump ship if I want to try anything else. Because, like, once I commit to something doing research here, it'll probably be the next 4 years thing, which I want it to be. Like, I want it to be a
You
long-term thing.
interested in anything else, or can you do like something briefly, like just for this year, and then switch back to women's health if you don't?
I don't know. I'll have to like look into it more. I think like I'm just afraid of starting all over. Like I've done the literature for women's health. Like I know the research out there. I know the terms. I know the basic science.
You could do
Yeah,
pediatrics. That's like
it's like
adjacent.
maybe. I'll have to see what research there is out there. But it's like an exciting time because I could switch if I wanted. But also, if I don't want to, that's fine too. I'll just have to see what's out there.
Women's health is also broad. It's not like that's boxed in.
Yeah.
You
And the
know?
other thing is like for right now, I want to be an OBGYN, but who knows how I'm going to feel after
I
rotating.
don't think that's gonna change. Genuinely,
You
I
never
find it hard to
know.
believe.
We've had like some panels of doctors coming to speak, and it's been about 50-50 where some doctors are like, I've wanted to be a surgeon my entire life and now I'm a surgeon. But then other docs being like, I thought I wanted to be a surgeon and then I rotated in emergency medicine and I loved it, or I thought I wanted this and then I rotated in this and then I found out I hated it. And so it's like a very 50-50 just depending on how your rotations go. But that's also another exciting time and way far in the future. So I'm keeping
Yeah.
an open mind because there's so much out there, but it's also good to know your interests.
Yes,
Yeah.
definitely. Okay, well, our time is running out, so we should do Song of the Week. What have you been listening to? If
Oh
you've been
no.
listening to music while you study.
Not really, but I did do my laundry today and I had music on then. And it's that new Charli XCX song.
XCX,
Yeah.
guess.
360. Did you
That's
say
not
that I said
new. That's
that?
not
No?
new.
Isn't
And I
it
did say that
like.
already. It's on her new album, but the album's been out since May.
Okay. Well, check if it's on the playlist.
Surprised you
If
didn't say
not.
one of Shawn Mendes's 2 new songs.
Oh, that's true. That is a good one. Maybe we should do that instead. I listened to them the day they came out and I wasn't super impressed, to be honest. One of
No.
them felt really repetitive and the other one was better, but maybe I have to listen to it a couple times. You can
Yeah.
put one of those on there. I think
Pick
one,
one.
five.
Why, why?
That was a repetitive one. Yeah.
Okay. That reminded me of Please, Please, Please,
I know.
frankly.
I saw like a reel that made the same comparison.
Yeah, I think for me, I have been listening to the same shit, honestly, but J Balvin does have a new album, and I have been enjoying, I think, Tres Noches. I'm gonna put Tres Noches because that one was a single, and so I had listened to it before, and I do like it. So
Okay,
I'm gonna say
so we're
that
going
one.
to time out soon, but thank you so much for joining, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.